And so I'm often talking about these calculating these dispersion relationships and from the dispersion relationships getting the density of states, but I didn't really show a lot of experimental data. So today I want to show more experimental data, and one of the most direct experiments to be able to get information about things like the density of states is photo emission. And in photo emission, in this experiment, there are light waves that come in and strike a surface. So the sample could be a metal, and the photons come in and they give their energy over to the electrons in the metal, and these electrons come flying out and go into an energy analyzer. And this energy analyzer then determines the kinetic energy of the electrons that come out. And this is basically the arrangement that was, it's the photoelectric effect. It's the effect for which Einstein won the Nobel Prize. So in 1905, one of the papers he wrote was about the photoelectric effect. And this was very puzzling at the time, that they knew if you shine light on metals that electrons would come out. And the difficulty was the frequency dependence, because if you were to shine long wavelength light, so red light on the metal, and even if it was very intense, the electrons didn't come out. And then you switch to blue light, and it would be not strong blue light, so not intense, just a dim blue source, and lots of electrons would come out. And this was confusing until Einstein gave the interpretation that a light transfers energy like a particle. So he was the first one to use this concept of a photon. Photons have a specific energy, and now we know in quantum mechanics, everything moves like a wave, but it exchanges energy and momentum like a particle. And these photons of light are coming in, and if they have enough energy, then the electrons, if the individual photons have enough energy, then the electrons can come out. And if you shine many, many photons with not enough energy on the metal, the electrons do not come out. So here the photons are coming in, they strike the metal, and they come out, and they go over here to this analyzer, which consists of a magnetic field and two semicircular metal structures. Both sides are grounded. An electron enters this and gets bent around the corner by the magnetic field. If it's going too slow, it hits the outer one and it goes to ground. And if it's going too fast, the magnetic field bends it into the inner one and it also goes to ground. So only the electrons with a specific velocity when they enter the energy analyzer come to the detector. And you can count how many electrons have a specific kinetic energy that way. And then there's these two lines on the front which are supposed to represent some plates that you use to decelerate the electrons before they enter the analyzer. So typically the analyzer has a fixed magnetic field, and you you can decelerate the electrons with an electric field to make them go slower than they were before. And so you slow them down, and now the ones that were coming pretty fast make it to the detector. And by sweeping that voltage, you can measure the distribution of energies that the electrons have. And what you see is that the distribution of energies, it mimics the density of states. So here's a density of states in the metal. There's some band here where there's a high density of states, and then there's a gap where there's no density of states, then again, there's some density of states. And the photons that come in take an electron and put it up into vacuum, and the ones that come from the lower energy states have a lower kinetic energy when they get to the detector. And then there's a range of energies here where you don't see any electrons coming out of the metal within this range, because there are no electrons down here in this range that could be taken by one photon energy up to this point. So what you see in a photo emission experiment is just the shape of the density of states. And there are different kinds of photo emission experiments. This would be called UPS, ultraviolet photo emission spectroscopy because the light waves you use are ultraviolet waves. There's another kind called XPS, which is X-ray photo spectroscopy, where you use higher energy photons. And in those experiments, you see more of the core electrons. You can take electrons from further down in the core and get them out and measure them with the energy analyzer. But if you want to do a measurement of the density of states, then a UPS is more accurate. And you look at you measure the density of states near the Fermi energy. And then the measurement just stops when the states aren't filled anymore. The density of states is still finite above the Fermi energy. The states are just empty. And photo emission can't access those empty states because it needs to take an electron out of a filled state and put it out into vacuum. So the photo emission doesn't really give you information about the empty states. When you do the experiment, it's not as neat as what I drew up here. There's also a background associated with it. And this background comes from electrons that were excited by a photon. An incoming photon excites an electron, but it scatters off another electron before it escapes. So this is called secondary electrons. And there's some of the electrons right at the surface come out. The photon comes in, gives all of its energy to one electron. That electron flies out. Those are the electrons we want. But sometimes it happens that an electron gets its energy from the photon, then scatters from another electron, and then comes out. And when it comes out later, that gives this broad background due to secondary electrons. So you have to have a model for these secondary electrons and subtract that off the peaks that you see for the signal coming from the density of states. But it's a fairly direct measurement of the density of states of some material.